ko pānoi mihi atu nei mai, te reo irirangi te hiku o te ika, tāku keringo o te waia, tēnei anō ngā tino tangata tautoko i te kaupapa o kaka o te pāti Kākariki, tēnei ko Darlene Tanna. Nō reira e te tamahine, kia ora anora.
Tēnā rā koe pā, me pēr, tēnā rā tātou katoe te whānau e whakarongo mai nei. Kia ora.
Ai, kia ora. E mihi ana e ko, ka mihi ano ki te wāhi ngaro e taura here ngā kapua, te alahi koe tanga mō rātou ko ngaro nei te tirohanga kanohi, engari ka hoki maeno kia koe kia tāua, e hari ana ka rungo ano i tō reo, Māori o rara.
No, kia ora e pā me pē ana koe tino roa te wānira.
Ai, 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 tino roa, engari ngā wāhanga o te pōti, me ata papahi ano mātou, me waiho koutou ki te mahi i a koutou mahi. Engari, ko pahure te pōti, ko taike tātou ki te timatanga o te noema. E koe, Darlene, e peha ana koe mai i wēna mahi o te pōti tainoa ki tēnei wā.
Oh, e pā, e pai ana. Tino puku mahi a hau, nā tēnei ai, just after the elections. Ka aroha mō taku reo, e ako tonu ana ahau. So I've got miki rapu i te reo Pākehā, i te reo Māori, depending how it goes. just after the election, we knew that we would want to be able to still have a say in government with Labour. So we worked really hard because we know, even though we call it the red tide, we knew that there were some areas where they would need our help in terms of particularly climate change, and some of the social justice areas. So I was very excited to be able to tautoko the party's decision to reach an agreement with Labour on how that would look. So we're really excited to have our whae rangatira Marama Davidson in there as a minister, as well as James Shaw, Minister for Climate Change. So, but the real work has already started for our people, because it's clear, and particularly in Te Taitokero, we need a lot more help. I'm keen to see how things pan out over the next couple of weeks.
Oh, tino ata huara. Pera, I've been listening to the new ministers that have been sworn in, that are walked into their roles, you know, and the last election we had a few ministers, Māori ministers in there, but now we have got so much more. They are actually saying we're a quarter to just over a quarter of all the seats in cabinet. Tērā e tino ātāhua.
It's fantastic, and I campaigned really hard with our whānau Māori. It's a taitokero, if you're on the Māori role, the hashtag was MMP, meaning more Māori in Parliament, and it's worked because we've got some not just Māori in Parliament, but they are fantastic talent in on their own right. I'm so excited to see Pēnu Henare there. So humble, so strong, with Nanaya Mahuta there, Minister for Foreign Affairs. That is so exciting. I've been reading, and friends from in Europe have been sending me some of the articles that are going out about her appointment, in particular because her maumoko ia me.
Kilda.
And all my whānau in Europe are saying, oh, Darlene, there's one just like you. And I says, oh, no, she is a league into her own. and it is exciting to see our Māori on the world stage, and so rightly there because of her talent and her personal merit. Do you see Kiri Tapu Allen, Minister for Conservation? Just wow. She is has been already one of those ones to watch out for, and I'm so excited to see her coming into Cabinet already now. So, you know, it's looking so promising. You know, Matua Kelvin is back in there, and I don't know why he's not Deputy Prime Minister. I haven't followed the news that closely, but again, such a, you know, together working for us all, it's really, really exciting.
Kia ora, absolutely. Peter, I've also been, you know, following the outcomes after that. And, you know, to me, the part with Kelvin where the decision wasn't made by Asinda, the big boss, who, what, and where, and how it was going to pan out, but it was put back into Kelvin's hand. I would like you to consider this. If it, you know, doesn't work for you, can you appoint somebody? You know, and yeah. I mean, he was humble in what he said. You know, he for the time he's been in there, you know, you and I are fully aware, Penatera e Pākehā, they would have jumped at that, you know, even knowing they did not have the background to carry it. Engari, in saying that, darling, e hawo kōrero e pāna ki te pāti o Aotearoa Tuatahi kia Shane Jones me tōna pōhi aneira, you know, te rangatira o te whare pāremata for over 40 years. What do you have to say about those two?
It's not really about, you know, it's the contribution. You know, I have no words for the contribution that they've made to the political arena over the last decades. I think everybody else has said it much more eloquently than I ever will. You know, but standing alongside Shane Jones during the campaign has been an honour to meet him, to understand him, to see how his mind works. He's taught me a lot on the campaign trail, and it's been really a privilege to meet him personally, you know, active in that role rather than through the lens of the media and so forth. So I think it's absolutely a loss to the political world. But having said that, again, the people have chosen, and it's a new day, and it's a new way of moving forward. We'll see what this means, you know, going forward. It's very, people are in a place of aspiration and hope at the moment, but we still need to make our policies work and land for our people. And if I look to the challenges in the north, they're massive. I'm still going on at people about having enough water to drink. And the structural changes at Northern Regional Council, at the district councils that need to happen, you know, it's within their hands. I'm still calling for a moratorium on takes of water, particularly groundwater, and using them for commercial activity. I still want to see us prioritising our communities, our people, our whānau, to get water to drink this summer and water available so that, you know, they can grow their kai and their māra. This is, for me, the priority. It's almost a civil defence emergency. When I've been looking around Northern and right across from Kaipara up to Te Heku, the soils are dry and the water levels in the streams are low.
Kia ora.
That's one of the, it's an urgent one. So while we've got a lot of hope with this new government and we're celebrating our Māori in there, actually we need them to turn around super fast and help us on this water crisis. I see Waikahu, for example, is taking the Crown to court around water rights. And I'm a little bit looking around to Taitokero, and I'm wondering, hey, when do we wake up? E te iwi Māori, when we look at the water rights and how they're being allocated, you know, Te Tiriti is not being respected. We never ceded anything around water rights. So what are we doing there?
Aye, so kia ora, kia ora.
I'm still banging on at people around the place about this very urgent matter now.
Absolutely. Aye, kia ora. E tino tautoko anei wokorero ai ko ngā pau nei te kaha. Support wholeheartedly. You know, ka ngaro te wai, ka ngaro te tangata. That's it in a nutshell. However, you know, as the generations have come and the old people have gone, times have changed, things have evolved, you know, we're at the point now, which one is more important? Is that our animal or our people? Which one is coming first? By all our resources, right now our animals are actually ahead of us, that they actually require it more than we do. So as you're saying on the campaign trail out there, you go hard and keep doing, and we will do the same back here. There's a big hui down in Whanganui Atara between the iwi chairs, the Kaunihera Māori or Aotearoa, the Crown, and the Council to do with this kaupapa. Of course, Rihari Dargaville and Dover are all down there. They're a big part of it. And ko tōku whakaro that they can bring this kaupapa to head. Of course, it needs to be done. Because, you know, Aotearoa without fresh drinking water is no longer Aotearoa. Nō reira e kō, e mihi ana really respectful, you know, I apologise for taking so long. However, our rights were tied because of the political arena, so as not to see as being taking sides. I'm back on deck now with keeping in touch, so it's always a pleasure to talk with you. Until we kōrero again, kia kaha e kō, kia maia, kia manawa nui, Māori o rara.
Oh, Māori o rara. Ngā mihi kia koe me kia koutou katoa e te whānau mā.
Kia ora. Ai, ka rongo mai koutou ki tāku manuhiri e kōrero maira ko Darlene Tana mō te pāti kākariki eha te kaupapa nui ko ngā tika o te wai. Ko pāno me tāna manuhiri Darlene Tana mihi atu nei, Māori o rara.